This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the June 14, 2013 podcast from JNS Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pinchem. I'll be reading a summary of two companion articles on epilepsy published today. Seizure Outcomes After Temporal Lobectomy in Pediatric Patients, a systematic review by Dario Englot and colleagues, and Seizure Outcomes After Resective Surgery for Extratemporal Lobe Epilepsy in Pediatric Patients, a systematic review by Dario Englot and colleagues. Englot and colleagues present two meta-analyses addressing seizure outcomes after resective surgery for children with epilepsy, as reported in the literature over the past 20 years. One of these studies addresses temporal lobectomy, and the other examines extratemporal resection for pediatric patients with epilepsy. All patients in both studies had at least 1 year of postoperative follow-up. The first meta-analysis included 1,318 temporal lobectomy procedures across all the studies analyzed, with a mean patient age of 11 years. Overall, 76% of patients achieved seizure freedom after surgery, whereas 24% of individuals continued to have seizures. Significant predictors of seizure freedom after surgery included lesional epilepsy etiology, abnormal preoperative MRI, and lack of generalized seizures. Among lesional epilepsy cases, there was a trend toward improved outcome with gross total lesionectomy over subtotal resection. The second meta-analysis included 1,271 cases involving children who underwent extratemporal resection, as reported in 36 studies. Overall, 56% of individuals achieved postoperative seizure freedom, and 44% continued to have seizures. Favorable outcome was significantly predicted by a shorter duration of epilepsy, lesional epilepsy etiology, the absence of generalized seizures, and localizing ictal EEG findings. Overall, the results of both studies confirm that seizure outcomes in pediatric epilepsy surgery are more favorable after temporal lobectomy than after extratemporal lobe resection. However, even with extratemporal epilepsy surgery, more than half of patients can achieve seizure freedom. Given the deleterious effects of ongoing seizures on cognition, safety, and quality of life in children, resection should be considered in patients with localized intractable epilepsy, particularly in cases of a known lesion. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.